Random House Audiobooks presents The Greatest Generation Speaks by Tom Brokaw. Read for you by the author with a supporting cast.
The Greatest Generation Speaks. I am a child of the American men and women who grew up in the Great Depression, who came of age in World War II, and then devoted their adult lives to the building of modern America, the remarkable people I wrote about in The Greatest Generation. As I walk the beaches of Normandy on the 40th and 50th anniversaries of D-Day, I first began to realize how they had shaped my life. They were my parents, and the parents of my friends, teachers, ministers, physicians, and hometown merchants. The men and women who showed me the way through their own exacting standards of hard work, sacrifice, and personal responsibility. I began to understand how much I owed them. As a son of working-class parents who were deeply rooted in the harsh economic realities of the Depression and the common challenges of the war, I reflected on the good fortune of my generation and the world we inherited. So many of us were the first in our families to attend college and to find that good jobs were plentiful. My generation and those that followed took their place in a world of broader horizons and expanded rights for women and ethnic minorities. It wasn't a perfect world, of course. Far too many of my contemporaries died in Vietnam. But others gave birth to long overdue political and social change. The excesses of youthful rebellion in the 60s and 70s were painful, even destructive in some aspects. But the foundation of the country and its complex culture withstood the onslaught and remained secure. Moreover, my generation and those that followed were not judged by their excesses alone. Indeed, we were given more opportunities and more arenas than our parents had dared to dream. A few years ago, when I thought about my own life and career, somehow it seemed inadequate to thank just my parents, even though their role was irreplaceable and enduring. There were so many people in the fabric of my life growing up that influenced me: teachers and ministers, coaches and merchants, the mothers and fathers of my friends, all the men and women who had experienced so much hardship during the Depression and the war years. And so, when I set out to write The Greatest Generation, I was inspired by these people and by the realization that my world of endless possibilities, even with all of its imperfections, was the work of these remarkable men and women. By writing their stories, I finally had found a way to say thank you. I wanted that book to be my gift to them, an expression of admiration and gratitude for all they had achieved, and for the legacy they passed on to future generations. When the book was published, I obviously hoped it would be well received by the people about whom I was writing. As for younger generations, I wasn't sure what to expect. So many of the people I talked with from the World War II generation told me their kids weren't much interested in hearing about the Depression, the war, the sacrifices of the 50s. As for their grandchildren, a generation coming of age with personal computers, digital video, and unparalleled prosperity, stories about the Great Depression and World War II were like grainy black and white images in dusty school books or on late night television. Wooden stories about people's lives during the 1930s, 1940s, and 1950s seem like ancient history to a 30-something or a teenager shaping a life in America and the world in the 21st century. And so the response to The Greatest Generation has been not only a pleasant surprise, but also deeply gratifying in ways I could never have predicted. From what people say to me on the street and write to me in letters, some of which appear in this book, The Greatest Generation seems to have generated within many families, communities, schools, even corners of the political arena, a fresh reevaluation of the past and a dialogue about the core values of that time and of the present. Children and grandchildren of the greatest generation are telling me they now understand the values reflected in the lives of the people they know from the World War II generation. Values which to many may have seemed a little tiresome in these more permissive times. The older generation's straight-laced code of conduct and discipline. Their frugality and their expectation that once the teenage years were over, the serious grown-up years would begin. My favorite reaction to the greatest generation, however, comes to me in unexpected moments. On a ski slope, in an airport, on the streets of New York, in the Pentagon. Men about my age, cops, business executives, military men, construction workers, grab my hand, look me in the eye, and say, "I read your book. Thank you for helping me understand my father." Then they turn and walk away. Any journalist would be flattered to have his or her work become the catalyst for reflection and examination. But I have no illusion about my personal role in all of this. I was merely the reporter, the vehicle for people's stories and the lessons they contained. So many of the veterans said to me of their service during the war, "It was an honor." I feel in turn, it was an honor to have written about the people in that book. But I was totally unprepared for the waves of letters that started to come in as soon as The Greatest Generation was published. Members of The Greatest Generation and their children wrote moving stories to me about heroism and values, friendships, pain, experiences of these times, and of the effect of the book, its memories of the Depression and World War II, had on their lives today. I wrote a book about America, and a lot of America is writing back. The letters, many of them written in firm Palmer penmanship on flowered stationery, gave me new insights into those difficult times. Members of the greatest generation, who still believe in the old-fashioned virtues of personal correspondence and personal testimony, could draw on letters that they had written back then, or letters written to them from the front lines, or from families to their loved ones in harm's way in distant places. And so in these pages you'll hear the voices of the greatest generation, their children and grandchildren, in their own language and emotions, many of them sharing unspoken memories and impressions for the first time. You'll also hear how a renewed interest in the World War II years has prompted succeeding generations to re-examine their own lives and values with a fresh perspective. Most of the material in The Greatest Generation Speaks arrived unsolicited. Some of the testimony I encouraged in an effort to include episodes and personalities inadvertently left out of the first book. Even so, I know there remains a rich repository of other memories. One of the enduring and fundamental lessons of history, too often ignored, is that if we ignore the past, we cannot adequately prepare for the future. As we listen to these quiet voices of a generation that speak to us of duty and honor, sacrifice and accomplishment, I hope that more of their stories will be preserved and cherished as reminders of all that we owe them and all that we can learn from them.
Chapter 1. War Stories.
Recently, I read again Erich Maria Remarque's classic war novel, All Quiet on the Western Front. It is a German soldier's reflection on the terror, cruelty, and absurdity of combat during World War I, yet the themes perfectly match what American veterans wrote in their personal accounts of life at the front during World War II. Those memoirs, many of them self-published or simply bound manuscripts, add to the rich body of literature from World War II. The best of that literature, the works of James Jones, Norman Mailer, Kurt Vonnegut, Joseph Heller, and Paul Fussell, for example, is well known. The homespun books will likely never be read outside the author's immediate family. Still, the memoirs of infantrymen, flyers, sailors, and chaplains get at the essential truths of war in their own memorable and deeply personal fashion. They also remind us that for these
sample complete. Ready to continue?